Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukkah Bavli, Daf Mem Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Rishuna Yeruluv Nitol Bamikdash Shiva of Medina Yom Echad. Originally in Temple times, the luluv was taken for 7 days in the Temple and 1 day outside of it. Rishuna Beis Hamikdash Hiskin of Yeruch Ben Zakeh Shiva Luluv Nitol Bamedina Shiva Zechen Hamikdash. After the destruction of the Temple, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decreed that lulav should be taken everywhere for all 7 days in remembrance of the Temple. He also decreed that the entire day of the waving of the Omer, which is the 16th of Nisan, one may not eat from the new crops. In Temple time, sacrificing the Omer offering permitted all new crops to be eaten. When there is no Temple, the Torah permits it, eating the new crops, as soon as the sun rises on the morning of the 16th. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai nevertheless prohibited the new crops the entire day, lest people begin to eat them first thing in the morning, even when the temple is rebuilt, without waiting for the Omer offering to be brought. The first day of Sukkot occurred on Shabbos, all of the people would bring their lulavs to the Beis HaKnesses before Shabbos. The next day, they would rise early, and each person would come and identify the lulav and take it. This is because one cannot fulfill his obligation on the first day using another person's luluv.
During the rest of the days of Sukkot, a person can fulfill his obligation using another person's luluv. Rabbi Yossi says if the first day of Sukkot occurred on Shabbos and a person forgot and took out his luluv into the public domain, he is exempt from a korban chata since he took it out with permission, so to speak. The Gemara says, "Ksiv, v'smachtem b'fnei Hashem leikeichem shivas yomim." It says in Vayikra Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Mem, "You shall rejoice before Hashem your God for 7 days." If tani tani b'simchas luluv akosam medaber, if tani tani b'simchas shlom akosam medaber. One baisa teaches that this pasuk refers to rejoicing with the luluv, and another baisa says this pasuk refers to rejoicing with a korban shlomim. Mandam b'simchas luluv, you should say akosam medaber. V'yam rishon. Dvar Torah, Ushar Kol HaYomim, Dvar Torah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Maskin al Dvar Torah. According to the first Braisa, just as the mitzvah of taking lulav on the first day is from the Torah, so on the other days in the temple, the mitzvah is from the Torah as well. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decreed that elsewhere, the lulav should be taken all 7 days as a remembrance of the temple. Manda Amar Besimchas Shlom, we should say, Hakosam Medaber, B'yam Rishon, Dvar Torah, Ushar Kol HaYomim, Medivrihem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mafkin al divrihem v'yesh hatkana ach hatkana. According to the second Braisa, the mitzvah of taking lulav on the first day from the Torah and the other days are rabbinic even in the temple. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decreed that the lulav be taken all 7 days everywhere. Would he make a decree on top of a decree? Chevaya ben Kaimi Rabbi Yoina hich madat omal v'ikravtem ishe la'ashem shivas yomim. In Shiva b'loy Shabbos, u'tegavasar v'smachtem b'fnei Hashem leikeichem shivas yomim, in Shiva b'loy Shabbos. Why does lulav only override Shabbos in the temple on the first day? Chevaya asked Rabbi Yoina. Just as the Pasuk says in Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Ches, you shall sacrifice a burnt offering to Hashem for 7 days, and you cannot have 7 days without Shabbos occurring, meaning that the Pasuk is instructing us that sacrifices override Shabbos, so too, when the Pasuk says in Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Mem, you shall rejoice before Hashem, your God, for 7 days, 7 days certainly includes Shabbos. According to this, surely any day should override Shabbos in the temple. Amalain Shneihu Dechziv Rekachtim Lachem Bayem Rishoin Chalak HaKosav Mehen. Rabbi Yonah answered that the Pasuk said, you shall take for yourselves on the first day. The first day is different from the other days. This teaches that only the first day overrides Shabbos. The Gemara asks, if so, it should only override Shabbos in the temple, but not outside. Rabbi Yonah answered that if the Pasuk would have stated, you shall take before Hashem, your God, I would have said that only in the temple it overrides Shabbos on the first day, but not outside. The Pasuk says, you shall take for yourselves, you shall take for yourselves, means that lulav overrides Shabbos everywhere. The Pasuk then concludes by saying, you shall rejoice before Hashem your God for 7 days, and this applies in all of Yerushalayim, as the entire city is referred to as before Hashem, as we find in a Pasuk about Ma'aseh Sheni. Chevaya Amrin, Divrei Rabbi Yosef, Shemitzas, Asei Decha, Lemitzas Leisa Asei. Rabbi said that when our Mishnah taught that if a person forgot and took out his lulav into the public domain, he's exempt from a korban chatas, since he took it out with permission, means to perform a mitzvah. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says that a positive mitzvah overrides a negative mitzvah. Amalon Rabbi Yossi lo min hador ela min hador da Amar Rabbi Ila Tanya Tamon kach chayim haminag b'Yerushalayim Adam hoylech lebeis haKnesses v'lulav v'yodei kayves shema mispalav v'lulav v'yodei Nichnas levakeh achile v'lulav v'yodei asayz his kapo v'likweis b'toira noisnai lechaveroi hinicha ba'oret also the Taltala. Rabbi Yossi the Amay rejects this statement of the Chavaya, and he says no, Rabbi Yossi the Tanya is reasoning. His reasoning follows the statement of Rabbi Lar that the Braisa teaches the custom in Yerushalayim was that a person went to the shul holding his lulav, he read the Shema and recited Shemana Esser holding his lulav, he visited the sick holding his lulav, when he performed Birkas Kehanim or read from the Torah, he handed his lulav to a friend. However, he wouldn't put it down on the ground because it would then be prohibited to pick up, as once he performed the mitzvah with it and left his hand, the prohibition of muktzah applied. Since we see that it was the custom to carry one's lulav at all times, when he took the lulav outside on Shabbos, he was exempt because he was
chayev b'dvar mitzvah, meaning that he erred during the performance of a mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Avun, zoi se mesher hu osa l'hanaya. One makes a deduction that if he may not pick it up once it's left his hand, this shows that it's prohibited to benefit from the arba minim and isa hanaya, otherwise it would have been permitted to pick them up to make use of them in other ways. Tani, metaltalin, adse besomim, la'rich, bohen, choyle b'shabbos. But as he says on Shabbos, one may pick up scented twigs for a sick person to smell. One of the Kisayin Amrin, Arova Mutala Nifba Lechoyle B'Shabbos. One of the Kisayin said that on Shabbos, one may wave a willow branch to call a sick person. After Sakin Shomila Kain, after Matzakain, the Gemara asked if Yosef's ruling in the Mishnah that he's exempt if he forgot and took a lulav into the public domain apply to a Mila knife for circumcision and a Matzah for Pesach. Min Madam of Yochanan Dibi Rabbi Yosef Afilu Pirish answer, since Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbi Yossi's ruling, if after performing a circumcision on Shabbos, the male realized that some of the flesh had not been successfully removed, he may return to remove even pieces of flesh that are not crucial to the circumcision, which shows that Rabbi Yossi's views secondary aspects of the mitzvah, like the mitzvah itself. We can therefore conclude that Rabbi Yossi's ruling would also apply when he was busy with the mitzvah of circumcision or matzah as well.